you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Los Angeles Unified Schools are poised to close tomorrow for 3 days as a threatened strike moves forward. Governor Newsom announces a plan for making affordable insulin, easing the struggles of diabetics like this woman.
I once went without insulin for just 5 hours, and I was in the ICU for 2 weeks.
And what does a school district do with 2 trailers filled with donated Beanie Babies? Good morning. It's Monday, March 20th. I'm Suzanne Watley. You're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. It is looking like Los Angeles Unified Schools will be closing tomorrow for a 3-day strike by members of the Service Employees International Union. Local 99 says it is moving forward with its threat to walk off the job, claiming the action is in protest of what it calls the school district's unfair practices. The LAUSD claims the union's action is illegal and filed a legal challenge with the State Public Employment Relations Board seeking an injunction that would halt the strike. That request was rejected over the weekend, but the board said that it would expedite a closer look into the district's allegation that the strike is coming before the typical bargaining procedure has been completed. Mayor Karen Bass has authorized resources for students so that their parents can continue to go to work. Tomorrow through Thursday, 30 recreation centers will be open to serve as child care locations for elementary students from 7:30 in the morning until 6 in the evening. There is limited space, so parents have to register their kids in advance. Registration opens at 1 o'clock this afternoon, but if the child is not checked in to the center tomorrow by 8:15, they'll lose their space for the day. Also, 21 recreation centers throughout the city will serve as grab-and-go food locations each morning from 7:30 until 10:30. You can find more information online at lausd.net. Wintry weather is back for California. Another series of atmospheric river storms is predicted to bring rain and snow between now and Wednesday. Rain will be heaviest tomorrow morning in the Los Angeles area. You'll also see strong winds with gusts 50 to 60 miles per hour along the coast and in the valleys, 60 to 80 miles per hour gusts for the mountains and deserts. Cap Radio's Mike Haggerty has the view from Northern California.
While these are atmospheric river storms packing a good amount of moisture from the Pacific, the National Weather Service says they will be mild to moderate compared to some of what we've seen recently. This week's storms, for instance, aren't expected to bring high winds along. And although Sacramento can expect to see 1 to 2 inches of rainfall and the foothills 3 to 4 inches, the storms will be spread over 3 days, with breaks in between the individual systems. The Sierra can expect to see up to 4 feet of snow, again spread over 3 days, starting out in the 4,000 to 5,000-foot range, meaning less snowmelt and less additional flooding potential. That said, the Weather Service cautions that at lower elevations, the rain will add to the danger for rivers and creeks that are already at high risk of flooding. In Sacramento, I'm Mike Haggerty.
Some Southland organizations active in the Asian, senior, and LGBTQ communities have each received $20,000 of grant money through a program run by the Department of Public Social Services. The money is to help low-income community members who don't typically seek public assistance to apply for CalFresh food programs. An official with the department explains what's behind the initiative.
We decided to start with those three populations because studies indicated that while many of our populations are highly susceptible to food insecurity, these groups are most likely not to seek assistance from us. Community-based organization partners are unique ambassadors to these families.
People already using CalFresh during the pandemic experienced supplemented benefits at a time when food insecurity was at an all-time high, but those extra benefits will end at the start of April. People of color experienced disproportionate levels of food insecurity during the pandemic, and Social Services hopes the 25 individual grants will help create equitable access to food, even as pandemic-era CalFresh supplements end for recipients. After years of rising insulin prices, California has announced a plan to manufacture it at an affordable price. LAist host Julia Paskin tells you about the governor's plan.
Following up on state law codified in 2020 to produce and distribute generic pharmaceuticals for low cost, Governor Newsom announced a partnership with Civica Rx that will make insulin available for $30 compared to the hundreds some pay now. Nikita Kalam-Harris with the SoCal chapter of the American Diabetes Association joined the governor at a Kaiser warehouse in Downey for the announcement and talked about her struggles affording the drug.
I once went without insulin for just 5 hours and I was in the ICU for 2 weeks.
Newsom blames the high prices on three major players making insulin and says this approach disrupts the market.
By lowering the cost and providing it at cost to customer, regardless whether or not you have insurance. This is a big deal, folks.
The governor also announced the state will focus next on producing its own version of naloxone, the life-saving drug used in opioid overdoses. For LAist 89.3, I'm Julia Paskin.
If you live in Los Angeles City Council District 6, a special election is coming up next month to replace Councilmember Nurit Martinez, who resigned. If that's you, today is the last day to request a vote-by-mail ballot. Election day is April 4th, but in-person voting starts March 25th. If no candidate obtains a majority of votes, there will be a runoff between the top two finishers June 27th. Meet the CD6 candidates and get our full guide on this special election online at laist.com/CD6. The Los Angeles Unified School District has accepted a donation of about 2 semi-trucks full of Beanie Babies made by the Thai Corporation. LAist Ryan Mena says the donation is valued at almost $600,000.
Not only are they Beanie Babies, all of them are Minions. From the popular kids franchise Despicable Me.
Banana.
Shelter Partnership Incorporated is the local nonprofit that made the donation. They chose LAUSD because
this is perfect for LAU. They took them. So we were really excited because we knew they were getting into the hands of many children.
That's Jennifer Marquez, the nonprofit senior director of product donations. So what's going to happen to these tens of thousands of Minion toys? The donated products are meant to be distributed to students across the district, but the district has not yet announced a plan for doing that. For LAist 89.3, I'm Ryan Mena.
Today will be cloudy and cool with a few leftover showers before the big event moves in tomorrow. There's a high wind watch in effect for the entire area for Tuesday into Tuesday evening, except for the higher mountains, which are covered by a winter storm watch. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. The LA Report is hosted by me, Suzanne Whatley, and produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from Tyler Wayne. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. You can read more at laist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And this podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.